Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Eat my dust, slime ball! Eat fumes, wormhole!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Joel, and today we're looking at Hollow Knight and other shameful games from our pile of shame. It's February, the month of shame.
Wait a minute, Hollow Knight, shameful, why?
Well, it's good. It's shameful because I bought it day one, as I said last week. Mm. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, stop this episode, go listen to last week. Actually, it's good. Yeah. Make sure you listen to the ads.
Here's what you want to do. This episode, you're going to go back to first episode one of Thumbcramps. And you're just going to start them all over again. It was bad back then, but it got good. You can watch it get good.
Yeah.
And get to this point where it's middling to fine.
Yeah, I just want to point out, someone in either the Sans Pants Radio Stuff and Nonsense group or the Sans Pants Radio Discord, both of which are available on the internet.
Yep.
If you want further directions, don't ask me.
Yeah.
Give it a Google. See what happens.
Yeah, Google. It's your friend.
Yeah.
We're like, was there a secret pilot episode for Thumb Cramp somewhere? Because episode one sounds fully formed. And I read that and I was like, what? That episode sucks.
If you listen back to episode one of Thumb Cramps, it's like, we're trying to be real video game boys.
That was the pilot.
Yeah, you're hearing it.
I think they were expecting a secret pilot somewhere. We were like, where
I'm like, okay, boys, explain to me again. What's a video game?
Hey, I played a Spider-Man. Hey, quick question. Why he a spider and also a man? I don't understand.
This PlayStation controller in the street. Is it mine?
I have both a Mango and this PlayStation controller. Now, which one connects to the PS2?
Anyway,
PlayStation controller, Xbox controller. What's the difference? One has a Y. Do they both have a Y?
Thumb Cramps is a bell curve.
Yeah.
It started bad, got good. Is this now bad?
Yeah. Right.
Well, I didn't like that Mango and PS2 bit or whatever.
That wasn't funny.
Yeah, the Mango's not a controller, you morons.
Oh, damn, they're right.
Yeah.
They're so right.
It's also good to note that we're releasing this episode directly after a game company asked us information about Thumb Cramps. So there is a good chance this is the first thing they're hearing.
Good.
Right. Yeah. So
it's nice when you realize you're tanking your own company.
Thumb Cramps numbers.
Listen back to that. Let's listen back to that in real time. That little bit of pause. That was my brain being like,
Yeah, we struggle here at this company to realize that the things we do have consequences.
Oh, Jax, I don't know if you know, but Thumb Cramps' audience is also up 20% this month. Not for much longer!
Yeah. Watch it deteriorate even further.
In real time. Yeah. The game I'll play next week will be looking at our stats go down. So,
yeah.
Hollow Knight isn't a shameful game, but it's shameful in the way I've treated it. Because, Jackson, you had played it on PC before it got ported to the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said last week, and then we got distracted by whatever just happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
I bought it day one for the Switch. I got there. We cleared that barrier. Yeah.
We're back. What kind of mango? Probably delicious, wasn't it?
I'm thinking about how my dad and younger brother called the pip of a mango the slime bug, and how that's the grossest kid I can think of.
That's a
they love to apt. Suck on it. I don't know.
No, it's apt. You think about like one of the like is it the Morton Bay bug.
Yeah.
I understand the bug part.
Yeah,
it's slimy. It's slimy. The middle of a mango is slimy. Especially if my dad and younger brother are sucking on it.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's already slime from the mango. Now it's slime from Ryder and Dad's mouth.
Sell thumb cramp stocks because it's going down.
You can just imagine the person who we described as taking off their headphones and like just looking into the middle disc. Yuck. Oh my god. Anyway, please tell us about Hollow Knight. Cry.
You bought it day one, JD.
I didn't play it until last week.
Yeah.
Well, it would have been just over a week ago. It hasn't hit the magical 10-day mark yet because I wanted to come in and be like, oh no, boys, in the last 10 days I've played it X amount of hours.
Yeah.
But I haven't hit that point yet. But I would say at least 10.
Yeah. You seem well and truly sucked off. Like earlier in the office, you were explaining all of your strats and where you're at to me. And I was like, he's in.
He's there. He's there. I know that feeling.
Yeah. And it is crazy. I think the only thing that had stopped me from playing it in the past is I knew that from Metroidvario, it was, man, I just necked a can of Coke and I'm really struggling to not do a Jackson. What is wrong with this episode?
It's like there's a station, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, this is a Thumbgrams episode. You want to get on this? And you're like, no, I want to bush bash for a bit. I think that might be where we're at.
I'm just going to run alongside the train and see what that's like.
I'm talking about a game I legitimately love.
You want to review it.
All right, I think I'm there.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, it sucked me off in a big way, which is, again, a strong start.
Yeah.
I think the reason that I hadn't played it originally is because I knew it was like a 20 to a 30 hour game.
Yeah, I get that.
And I was like, that's big. Even though, like, I have no issues with, like, some massive games. Like, Breath of the Wild, I loved.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, 70 hours for me.
But I think there's a difference because Breath of the Wild, you're like, you know, it's kind of often one of our biggest complaints about it is that you know what you're in for with Breath of the Wild. You're like, okay, I'm going to do these things and do the shrines and that's it. But Hollow Knight, it's like, not only is it big, it's also twisty. You know, like there's like a lot, there's like a depth to it, I think, as well. That I get why that is. That's kind of what turns me off, because watching you play it makes me want to play it again heaps.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, it's involved. There's a lot of finding little areas and collecting things. And I'm like, oh man.
Yeah, there's a lot about it that, so it reminds me a lot of a Metroid game, which I know seems really stupid considering it's a Metroidvario. But there's certain games in those genres that lean more towards Metroid and more towards Castlevania.
Yeah.
This is absolutely 100% in the Metroid vein of things. But it also kind of does a thing that like the Dark Souls-y From Software combat does, which is, you can upgrade your weapon and you can get stronger and whatever, but you got to time those attacks properly. Yeah. And you've got to be like constantly like watching enemies and trying to figure out patterns and dodging attacks. Mm-hmm. And you just die so much.
So much.
But it's cool when you're like, this is taking 100% of my focus to fight this boss. That's cool.
Mm.
That happens basically never to me in video games.
I think it was one of my biggest, I guess, gripes about playing Ori, the first one. It was that like there was no...
You just kind of tank it?
Well, not there just was no boss.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one, yeah.
Even the second one where like, you know, because I was saying in a previous review, like, oh, I hit this point where I found these like four different areas. And I went into the first area and I was like, ooh, cool spider boss. And that's it. There's no other really bosses. And I was like, that's kind of disappointing because that's what makes it, I don't know, that's such I think an integral part of a good Metroidvario.
Did you mention last week that you finished a second Ori? I can't remember.
Maybe. I did.
Yeah, you finished it. Yeah.
I wasn't sad. All those who finished Ori, I bet you're like, damn, that was sad. I wasn't sad. I was like, well, that's the end of the game.
You finish it, you're like, wait, who's that guy again?
Which one am I?
Huh.
Am I the owl? And then I go to Block Knockers. Like, I need some softcore titties to wash this down.
I know who I am in this situation. The sleazy frog guy.
Yeah, that's good. This makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm a horny gecko moving boxes to see anime titties for a sleazy lizard.
Yeah.
That's all the setup I need.
Yeah, that's
all there. Clocked Ori. That might be the first game I've clocked this year. That's funny.
Scott Pilgrim
and the last.
Yeah, probably. That's more likely. We are pretty early in the year. There'd be a lot of people listening to this that haven't clocked a game yet. I've clocked one. You've clocked one.
Yeah,
Zaman,
clocked
you've
some.
Clocked
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Some?
Yeah.
What?
Whoa. Oh, I forget the name of it, but it was quite a short one.
It must have been good.
No, it wasn't.
My Lovely Daughter, you finished.
Oh, I did that too. Oh, yeah, there's two, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Two. What was the other one?
The
other, he doesn't remember. Yeah.
It's not important.
Please keep talking about Hollow Knight.
But if you haven't played Hollow Knight already and you're a fan of games like Super Metroid, but also the other Metroid games, absolutely give it a go. But it is hard and it is frustrating at points. Mm. And I know that there has been a lot of people saying that it's like frustrating, but in a challenging way.
Yeah.
I remember the game I've played.
Okay. So be honest with me. Do you remember or did you look it up?
No, I had to Google, but I had to Google specific words.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you didn't remember at all.
But you had a bit of it in your
But
mind.
I had a bit of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So give me the title and then tell me which of the specific words were.
It's When the Past Was Around.
Oh, my God.
You have not mentioned that even in passing to us. So,
and the words I had to Google were Switch game boyfriend is an owl.
So you didn't remember the title at all.
That rules.
Yeah, Google, aren't you?
Imagine the game was called Boyfriend is an Owl.
That would not have stopped Zamet from playing.
No.
Bought it faster.
Yeah.
Because he would have known what he was getting in for when he just saw the title. He wouldn't have needed to press on the icon. No. Anyway.
Yes.
I've definitely heard claims that it's like frustrating but fun frustrating, and I'm here to say absolutely not. At points, I wanted to break the Switch over my head.
That's yeah, very funny. That's true.
And
yeah.
Occasionally, like, because the layout of the game, there's bosses, there's optional bosses. The game is very, 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 very the opposite of hand-holding. Let's go of you.
Yeah.
Like, from the very start of the game.
Chucks
like,
you in the deep end.
You just have no indication of where you're meant to go.
Yep.
And even as you progress, you unlock new abilities. But sometimes those new abilities, there's obvious areas where you can use them and others where you're like, oh, I don't know if I have to backtrack to use this somewhere else. So for instance, I got a wall jump and I don't remember going back into an old area to use it to get somewhere else. Yeah. I mean, I might have, but also like the game just kind of progresses in it. Anyway.
But I think it's such a knife's edge because like that's one of my favorite things about Hollow Knight is the fact that you get like the you know, double jump or whatever and you're like, I know obviously where I need to use this, but also part of playing it is for me like wandering
There's
around being like,
places.
What if I try this? What if I jump here? What if I try this? But that is such a knife's edge of whether you're going to really love that or really hate it. I think both are so legitimate.
Like, I like that. The thing, my issue is with it is that because there's optional bosses, it means occasionally I'm getting into a room and just getting absolutely mopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being like, wait, is this where I'm meant to go? And then being like, oh, no. I mean, I can, but I'm clearly not.
There's a point. So I think Hollow Knight's a really good, I guess it teaches you to let go sometimes. Because I remember the ones, it was like the grasshopper fight.
Oh, God.
And it was just being like the praying mantis fight.
Yeah.
I know who Hornet is. That's it.
Yeah. So there's optional bosses, basically.
Yeah.
And it's like the mantis or
I keep fighting.
I think it's the mantis.
Yeah, the mantis. The Mantis Kings. There's like three of them?
Three of them,
And so like you go there and you just get your ass handed to you several times and you keep going back and keep going back and you're like, you know what? I'll be back I'm stronger.
I did exactly the same thing. I was like, what I got sick of, weirdly, wasn't doing the fight and dying. It was doing the fight, dying, spawning at a chair that was a couple of stories up and having to climb back down again.
Oh, no, I was like, so
I'm not
beautiful.
Doing that again.
Oh, when you do that and you're like, okay, I'll go back down. Like a random mob just hits you and you're like, well, you've ruined it. You've ruined it for me, haven't you?
Through this. Yeah, for sure.
That has happened to me multiple times.
But
yeah, it's very fun. It has well and truly sucked me off, but I feel like that I've got a migraine coming on and Hollow Knight is going to be to blame for that.
Oh, yeah.
It is a very intense game, but it looks great. It sounds so good.
Watching you play it, and also for some reason in my YouTube recommends, lots of Hollow Knight gameplay footage has come up. I don't know why. It's not like I've been looking up Hollow Knight, but I saw a thing that was like, I put on every single charm. Let's see what that looks like with hacks or whatever. Anyway, seeing how clean it looks makes me just realize how crazy the difference between that and Ori and the Will of the Wisps is.
Yeah.
Where in Ori, like, I don't know what any of the enemies look like because the glow on them is so extreme. It's just like a ball of light.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't know what that looks. But in Hollow Knight, every enemy is so distinct. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know what every enemy in Hollow Knight looks like, and I know by what the enemies look like exactly what I'm in for a lot of the time, but in Ori you just don't get, and so many other Metroidvarias, it's not that clean. I think. Same with the environment. The environment is like, it's a crisp.
Yeah. There, it was a cruel trick of the game to give me a journal where killing enemies adds journal entries after I'd previously said last week in Metroid Prime. That was something I really liked, the scan visor.
There you go.
So yeah, Hollow Knight being like, oh yeah, this is in us too. I was like, God damn it. before I got to a point where, so I was versing the maggot boss. I forget its name.
Fluke Queen or something?
Yeah, Flume Acid Burning Man.
Yeah, I remember that boss.
And I was like, I died a bunch of times and I was like, I just legitimately do not have an inkling of how I meant to do this good. And I was like, maybe I stop playing. But then I looked up if it was an optional boss and it is. And I was like, oh no, I'm just stupid.
Fair. But it's also the kind of thing like Zammit was saying. You're like, well, I'll come back to that. That's for a later me.
So later me when I've got more health, maybe a bigger, stronger sword.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm brave again. Who knows? But yeah, I'm having a great time. It's going to be hard to start playing a different game whilst also playing Hollow Knight because I'm probably just going to be like, oh, but what about Hollow Knight?
Just keep playing Hollow Knight.
It's so good. You deserve it. Plus, again, what I really love about Hollow Knight is all the lore about it all. And it's not, again, it doesn't like hold your hand and be like, ah, yes, the Maggot Queen. This was a person who blah, 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 blah.
That's what the journal and those weird statues that you always think you're going to find something cool, but then you just find a statue that talks to you.
And a lot of it is implied. Like a lot of it you can kind of like go into. Oh, it's so
And there's so much
good.
Like you think you've finished an air. Like there's, I guess that's what the depth to it as well is you're like, oh, like, because there's, you know, there's the ending and then there's like a secret ending and then there's like a secret ending and there's like so many areas that you can absolutely, like whole entire areas you can just not go to.
And there's like certain things, I think there's like a boss that like there's a guy who comes and helps you.
Yeah.
But you can do really well and that person can live or you can cook it and that person can die.
Is that Zote the Mighty?
Nah. It's some beetle lady.
Cool.
And then there's like, oh, the Nail Master, because there's something that happens and then you don't realize, but there's several options.
And then there's a whole bunch of other stuff which I've not played yet, which again makes me be like, maybe I'll play Hollow Knight again. But where you use the Dream Nail to do boss fights with people who are just typically NPCs, I think. Zote the Mighty, who is just like a wiener dude, if you use the Dream Nail on him and go into his mind, you fight who he thinks he is, and it's like a whole boss. It's sick as hell. It's such a good game. God damn it.
So I put 10 hours into this game, or we'll say between 5 and 10. 10 might be too extreme. Every time, I'm like, I'm familiar with like the Dream Nail and stuff like this, but every time someone talks to me about Hollow Knight, I'm like, oh, I'm not that far yet. Someone's like, oh yeah, what build are you playing? I'm like, build?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Dream Nail. I've heard about that, but only on the internet. I don't have that yet.
But build's also the kind of thing, like, I didn't realize I was doing a build until I finished the game, and I was like, oh, I just went for, like, nail-based charms and stuff. And then you finished the game, and you were like, I went for having little NPC
little
guys around
is helping me out all the time.
You can get fellas?
Oh, that sounds cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool, dude.
I wish I could find a map. I've been pretty lucky with the map so far because I can also imagine that being frustrating. The only reason I know that it would be frustrating is because I'm currently in an area where I can't find the map.
Yeah.
And I keep dying and it's infuriating.
Is it the like fungus area?
No, the fungus area, I found the map pretty quickly. It's the waterways.
Oh, yes. I remember that one was a nightmare to find.
Okay, cool. That's good to hear.
In fact, but also this might be wrong. The best kind of advice. I think you might need a couple of upgrades to get that one from memory.
Or it's like you're not going to get that until later on. I love those times where you're like, I couldn't find the map. And you go back, you're like, I had to come from a different area.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I also love about Hollow Knight is like all the areas connect in ways you don't expect.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh my god, how am I here? How did that
happen?
Yeah.
It's all happening. But yeah,
weird spa.
Yeah.
You know that person you got to like give money for the bank?
Yeah.
You met the bank yet?
No, he's not met the bank.
He hasn't met the bank.
The bank?
Yeah, I'll meet a bank.
A great bit.
What's
good,
the bank?
Don't worry about it. You need to discover the bank on your own.
You'll find out the bank.
The most recent thing I've done is kill a guy that smells like shit and then get a badge that gives me discounts at shops because I smell heroic.
Oh, yeah.
And like shit.
I think, doesn't that one also damage enemies?
I don't know.
I think it does. Use that with the fluke mama. Because it'll damage the little maggot dudes.
Because I smell bad.
Yeah, because they're like, yuck, even the maggots do love shit. So
maybe they'll eat me up.
Maybe they will. Now I want to play Hollow Knight. Damn it.
That's another thing comparing Hollow Knight to Ori, right? So in Ori, they borrowed the map thing in that you can find, there's a map maker lady and she'll give you maps for the area.
Yeah.
Except she's never hard to find. It's always incredibly cheap to get a map, and so it kind of feels...
Maps get expensive?
Yeah, they do.
They get too expensive, but they do go up, but it's like, it was like 200 Ori bucks every time I found the lady. Mm. And what I like in Hollow Knight is that you know the fellas in the area, because you can hear his little like...
And you see sheets of paper on the floor.
Yeah, exactly, and you're like, oh, cool, he's in the area. It's like a little puzzle to solve to find the guy. But in this, I was like, in just my leaping around, oh, there they are.
Oh, hey,
yeah, Nido Pepito. Cool.
Yeah, I think the most expensive map I've bought so far is like 200 Geo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it gets more expensive than that. From memory. But I might be wrong. It's been a while since I played. And then Silk Song's coming out soon. So maybe I'll wait for the Silk Song release date.
Yeah.
Then I'll play all of Hollow Knight up to that point.
So you're sick of Silk Song before it even starts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clever. I mean,
Silk Song, there's like so much new shit.
You got
too.
Wings, right?
You got wings. You got bombs. You got like an alchemy system.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
You got traps,
God.
I think.
I'm terrified of this game.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. That's just going to be Silk Song for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's going to be, it's not week, not month of shame. It's just going to be like, we review Silk Song for 2 months. How funny.
I just quickly like to. So, we have not been purchasing new games this month because it's the month of shame. We're going to work on our pile of shame. But I will like to. And look, we found ourselves in an interesting situation where multiple people offered to buy us or send us the bongos from Donkey Konga.
Yeah, that's right.
And someone sent us two.
Yeah.
But multiple people said they were going to send it.
Oh, please.
So, whoever actually sent us two in one package. Please reach out because we are grateful.
Who amongst you is the Donkey Konga bongo fairy?
It was incredible to unwrap a package that had two bongos in it and no game.
Yeah,
but it's all right. We've sorted out the game situation.
We spent a while just playing with the bongos.
Oh, we did. Looking at the bongos.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, it's great.
But yeah, if that was you and you've actively sent it, please reach out. So
if
we
you've
can
accidentally
thank you.
Sent it, also reach out.
And if you're hearing this and you're like, well, I was going to send bongos. I mean, we've only got two and the GameCube supports up to four. So if you want to keep sending us
please,
bongos.
The more bongos, the better.
If you have some spare Donkey Kong bongos laying about.
Any peripheral product for any system you have, send it to us. For the love of God. You get that Wii golf club thing?
Yeah.
I'll play with that.
P.O. boxes in the show notes.
Yeah.
So, five thumber for
The fattest five thumbs. Probably more. The swollen thumbs because I've been stung by bees or whatever in Hollow Knight.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Okay. Low effort. Whatever. Some bees stung by their bees.
It's pretty good.
Mosquitoes.
Who knows, dude? What's even the game about?
Yeah. I'm just thinking about all this stuff, every single thing you said, and how I thought I was like about halfway through the game.
Oh,
now
you're so at
like
the beginning.
A sixth,
maybe a sixth, maybe even less, maybe like an eighth. Anyway,
but I got so many charms,
So I've been playing a game called When the Past Was Around.
Oh,
how'd that go?
Okay. Ah. Is that about your owl as a boyfriend?
Yeah, I was a boyfriend or whatever.
How long has this been sitting in so it is the pile of shame. Yeah. We are playing video shames this month.
Weird, this has been sitting in my pile of shame for that long, maybe like a month or so.
Okay.
It was someone on the Facebook, Sans Pants, Stuff and Nonsense.
If it was you, reach out. Reach out. Unless what you're about to say is negative, then stay anonymous.
Yeah, just be shush. Because, so they were like, hey, look, this looks like a sad game coming out. Zammit, go buy it. And I was like, all right, I will. And it was like $8. I was like, whatever. It's cheap. Yeah, sure. It's like a couple coffees. So I was like, okay, what is it? And then just like didn't do anything with it there. And
so eventually, all right, I'll buy it. Look, I've bought it.
Leave me alone. So I was like, shame. Okay, I'll give it a bill. So it's a game. It's like they give you that like a scene, and you move your cursor around, and you hit things.
Yeah, I've played games.
And you get items, and it's all puzzles.
Okay, God.
Yeah. Game. And so you get a ball of yarn or a string, and there's a key code, and you got to like put in like a certain key code that you found over there, right?
Horrible.
One of those games. I didn't realize it was one of these games because I hate these kind of games.
Too.
They
sucked
suck.
In.
Hey, you finished it though.
I did because like it's an hour, less than an hour, I think, to finish it, and it is just an annoying game. It's gonna be sad, I think. So the gist of it from the storyline is that maybe you're both musicians, or definitely your Al boyfriend is. Mm-hmm. He wears a big scarf. That's not really important,
Did Bob Dylan wear
Bob
a
Dylan
scarf?
Wasn't an owl.
Yeah, dude.
Jeez.
Anyway.
Who am I thinking of? Hedwig.
Ah!
The owl from Winnie the Pooh.
Does Al wear a scarf?
Yeah, sometimes, if it's cold.
It often is in 100 Acre Woods.
Yeah.
But Winnie the Pooh
never
wears
pants. It often seems like it's autumn there, which is cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I reckon I've seen it snow.
Yeah, me
that
too.
Makes
Winnie
sense
the Pooh,
to
put
me.
On some pants.
No,
he just
likes
a little red crop. He's sexy. Anyway, please. The owl and the flood or whatever.
The sponsor listening again grabs their headphones and just puts it down.
We sent them how many codes?
Oh,
can we unactivate?
Yeah, let's just undo that. So from what I can gather is your boyfriend, they look like man up until head, then head owl.
Okay.
And I guess they get sick and they maybe die, and then you're maybe reconnecting with them later on. I don't know. I didn't care enough
to
pay
too
much attention.
Two reincarnation games in a row from
here. Yeah.
Sick of watching people die and come back is a different thing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah? No, you don't care. Okay, fair enough.
What was the other one?
My lovely daughter.
Oh, yeah.
It's all games about that.
No, it's about bringing them back from the dead.
Yeah, but
as something different. Anyway, don't worry about it. Please, God, keep telling me about Owl Game.
Click on stuff and
it
stuff.
It sucks so much. I hated it. It's boring.
It sounds bad.
So you get like, I've played this game before, there's little puzzle things where it's like, okay, this is the scene, and say it's like an escape room or whatever, and you've got to like figure out what's in this room to then go to the next, okay?
Sure.
So this one was like, oh, what about the added element of when you go to another room, you might find other things to come back and
the
do
added element of surprise.
Like a point and click adventure game-ish combined with a Metroidvario-ish.
Yeah, I hate it.
That
so
sounds
much.
Awful, dude.
Well, you there's
one,
it.
Yeah. There's one where it's just like, oh, there's a little code you got to get. And I'm like, do I do it now? Do I figure it out now? Am I looking around for now? Is it because nothing does, but I've opened the door to go to the next section. So I did. And then there was like, go eat an ice cream, and then they put this code together.
That
and I'm like,
right.
Okay. Yeah. And then they had like these little symbols, and I'm like, I don't know what that is. So a lot of the puzzles are just brute forced.
Yeah, that's good.
It was just kind of like, you know, three options. So.
When did you start playing it?
About 2 days ago.
Okay, never mind. So I could just hear my Switch in the other room, and I was like, I wonder how long you put this. You hated this game and you clocked it.
Yeah.
And,
it was only an hour. I get that.
Yeah.
Played for a little while.
Yeah.
That's what it probably. Well, at the moment, it says first played 2 days ago.
Well,
I can tell.
You can vibe it. That's true.
But yeah, so a lot of the puzzles are just brute force. Some puzzles, I'm like, I didn't even know how they got there. So then I was like, how do fix puzzle owl game on Google? And it helped me out.
Well,
so
that's good.
That was
nice. Okay, I can see why it helped you. So you clocked the game by just reading a website. Like, oh, okay.
Not even that, Dusha, watching someone else finish it. I was on YouTube, and I'm like, good.
That rules that you watch someone else finish the game and then finish the game. Like, what else do you need to get? You saw the guy. Oh, no, that's just how I play games. Like, you know what happens. Yeah. Why do you even?
Well, I didn't know. I just moved to a certain bit where I was like, what is this game trying to ask me? Okay, because again, there was a thing where it was, okay, so you could open these little boxes up and there was some like clues to some other puzzles. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. All right, I figured it's going to be, you know, in this room. But no, that was for a puzzle in like three rooms from now. So I'm like, okay, so I guess it's maybe this thing. So I tried that thing and like that didn't work. And then I found this YouTube person doing it and I'm like, how? How they get that? I don't even know how that. You know what? Yeah. I don't care. I don't care enough.
This is giving me Fez flashbacks of like a game that was so proud of itself for being too complicated.
I know.
I'm glad Toadfish or Phil Fish, whatever his name is, retired.
No longer Toadfish from Neighbours.
He's still gold.
Yeah. He's still on Neighbours.
Toadfish from Beck.
No, but it's funny that with a puzzle game, like I hate puzzle games typically, but I really loved Resident Evil 2, which does have sort of puzzles in it. But what made those puzzles fun is that they weren't like, they were intuitive, you know what I mean?
It's so funny to me that you like Resident Evil 2.
I loved that game. I was sucked off by Resident Evil 2.
Sorry, because it's the most, it's just the art style.
It was the remake, so it was smoother and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, if the art style was just anything different, you'd be like, this game is too anime and I hate it. Because the storyline, super anime, all the puzzles are very Japanese video game puzzles.
But like, I don't know, what I liked about that is that like, I see the unicorn statue and it's like, you need these three things. And I'm like, great. I'll find those three things in the mansion. They can only be in certain areas. Whereas with that, you're like, I don't know where this is meant to go. Yeah.
Have you played the Resident Evil 1 remake or otherwise?
I should, though.
Yeah, you should. I cannot wait for you to... Like, I guess you'll just Google it, so that's less fun. Never mind. Because there's parts where you're like, oh, okay, cool. I need a thing to do this thing. It must be in an area, and it's just not.
I think possibly in Resident Evil 2, maybe once or twice I Googled something, but it wasn't very often. Often, a lot of the time, because I know I've got a finite amount of area that I can go in, and I've got a map of that area, and I'm like, well, it's got to be somewhere.
I got a lot of Resident Evil games in my pile of shame, and much like... you with Hollow Knight. This is getting me very, very excited for Resident Evil 2 or Resident Evil 7.
I really like the Resident... I mean, look, I've only played Resident Evil 2 and that one where the logo looks like a giraffe for a bit set in Africa.
Resident Evil 5.
Yeah, yeah. I played a little bit of that with a friend and didn't have a good time.
I've played 1, 2... I don't know why I'm comparing this with you, but I've played 1, 2, 4, 5...
Oh, no. You've beaten me.
I've also played... Revelations.
Oh yeah, but it's funny the difference in puzzles type. I don't know.
But again, this game is all puzzles. Resident Evil is also like, hey, there's puzzles in our zombie shooter.
Yeah, that's very.
This
true.
Is just playing like this is what it is. Mm. And I think there's like DLC.
Oh,
and this came with it, which is like the prologue. And I guess that was me watching.
Prologue is DLC. Yeah. Epilogue or prologue?
Nah, prologue.
Why? Weird.
Or maybe the prologue was released first. I'm just looking at it now on Steam. Ugh. So the description of this game is an upcoming adventure point and click
upcoming
puzzle game about love. Moving on, the prologue chapter of when the past was around an upcoming adventure. I guess it was the first.
I guess
it was a free, and then the DLC was the game you buy.
So it makes a lot more sense. Than a very sensible thing makes more sense than your horrific nightmare situation where the prologue was DLC and you played it in the future.
They did a Star Wars situation,
It's out of sync.
Like
Star Wars.
Rhymes or whatever. Circles, you know.
Out of sync, dude.
You know, dude.
Anyway. Han Solo talks, but you don't hear it until a second.
Yeah. Good. It's all legit. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's an adventure, point and click puzzle game about love, moving on, letting go, and the joy and pain of everything in between. That's what it sold it as, which again does seem right up my alley,
but I could
not care less about this game. I'm sad I can get to kill my old boyfriend. There's like one puzzle where you have to give him his pills. Oh, I took my time. Oh, what's that? You having a bit of a heart trouble? Yeah, guess who needs these pills in my hand?
My lovely daughter, even though you hated it, and it's all last week, but it seems like that it has broken your brain with what games you're meant to be doing. You don't? Yeah, okay.
What?
No, nothing. Don't worry about it.
How many thumbs?
Hot zero.
And I got a follow-up question. Do you hate the fan that told you to buy this?
Nah, look, they had their heart in the right place. And from the description of, hey, I don't know.
If they've played it, okay. If they have played the game, do you hate them?
Yeah, a little bit. Look, they don't know that I don't care for point and click puzzle games.
You've said it before.
I hate them, if it doesn't.
Like they maybe are. I was thinking about it. Probably my least favorite kind of genre of game is the point and click puzzle.
I don't think any of us here really like the point and click.
I especially hate the memory aspect. Now I have a short attention span to begin with, so then I have to like remember six things in a sequence from like a piece of paper that is like three scenes from like before.
Resident Evil does that all the time.
Evil, the new one, it gives it to you. You've got it in your journal or something.
Okay. So that's all right.
Yeah, I've only played like the original one of
I'm
that.
Pretty sure in the new one,
look at this piece of paper. Remember these numbers, and then you're like, no.
This one's like, you can check your journal and it's there. I'm misremembering. Who knows?
Very positive reviews. Overwhelmingly positive.
Do you have a message for the fan?
Bad job.
Bad job, mate.
You had one job
to recommend. Look. You were right about the price point. I will give you that. It was cheap. So, yes.
Joel's habit is a frugal man when it comes to games.
Yeah, look, it was like a game that was sold as pulling some heartstrings, and I'm a big sucker for it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I get why on paper you'd be like, this game is for him. Not only does it pull the heartstrings, but it's cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get it. But no, it Nah, look, zero. Oh, you can get. Oh, look, for $15, you can get the soundtrack and the art book. A soundtrack I didn't even remember.
Were you playing it with sound on?
Yeah. Were you playing it listening to blues like you sometimes do?
Bluegrass.
Bluegrass. Excuse me.
Yeah. Apology accepted.
Hey, I only listen to like bluegrass when the game requires me to listen to certain music and do things in a beat.
Yeah, of course.
DDR.
Yeah.
Come on,
Bluegrass DDR. Yes, please. Well,
wait, nominated for a Steam Award?
Sam, it's only going to get worse the deeper you go.
Why would you?
So, bad job, Finn.
Yeah, bad job. All right, so what I've been playing is in my pile of shame, and this wasn't even my choice.
Brave of you to move on, because Sam's still reading reviews.
Well, it's going to go on forever.
He's going to cut you off.
Yeah, but if I don't start now, we'll never begin.
Wow.
Her name was Ida?
There it is. Yeah, see?
And the boyfriend's name is just The Owl.
Yeah.
Oh, it's also really like a lot about music and stuff. It's very, I don't like it.
Okay, continue.
So, my friends all started playing, not you guys.
No.
Some other guys I know.
Yeah. Other people you know.
Yeah.
Just some guys you know.
Just some guys I know. They started playing The Forest again. Now, people will remember.
Tom and Demi?
No, Tom and Demi, they do
they
love The Forest.
They messaged you about it, and they said, Tom, I believe, occasionally listens to the show, don't know why.
Yeah. What are you doing, Tom? It's not good.
And yeah, they heard that you didn't like it, and they were like, have you played it with a friend? And you said, no.
I said, no, and then now I have, but it wasn't with them. It was just with some guys.
Yeah, other guys you know. Not Tom and Demi, who are also guys you know.
Yeah, they're also some guys I know. But no, they were like, we're playing The Forest, Jackson. Let's come on in, jump on in, you've got it. And so I've played The Forest with friends, and... Okay, so I don't think that you can say a game's good.
Good start.
If you know, because some people will be like, oh, this game's really good with friends. But if all that means is that you're enjoying your friend's company, not the actual game, then it could be any game. Do you know what I mean? And The Forest kind of has that vibe for me.
That is an interesting statement that I feel is wrong, but I can't articulate why.
Well, no, so, I'm not saying that's true for all games.
Because if a game gives you the sense of community... through what you're having to do, but if you're doing that same thing by yourself, then yes, you can say that multiplayer is good, I think. But I might be wrong.
Well, maybe I'm not articulating it properly. What I mean is that The Forest could be any game in this situation.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say that The Forest is a good game with friends. I would say games where you build things together and fight guys are good games with friends.
The Forest.
Lego and imagination with friends is great.
Yeah, yes, it is. It's incredible.
But isn't...
And I think is at that genre, The Forest isn't great.
But aren't you now just saying that this very particular type of game, which The Forest is good with friends, and then you've been trying to be like, so The Forest can't claim that it's good with friends.
It's just your friends are good.
Yeah.
You like hanging out with those guys.
Yes,
you know.
I think I like hanging out with those guys I know. Look, okay. Look,
Is The Forest one of those games that lets you be frustrating to your friends and they're like, oh, Jackson? And you're like,
not enough. So often when I'm playing The Forest, it's like just sort of tedious wood chopping whilst my friend builds a house and then I build a house and we're like, yeah, good. I like when you go into the caves, sort of. That's kind of fun.
Is it nice playing a game where you can build a house and your friend actually builds a house and doesn't just dig a hole under your house?
No. I prefer it when my friend digs a hole under my house.
That's good.
No, I don't know. It's hard for me to articulate, I think, why I don't really like The Forest, evidently. Mm-hmm. Because when I am playing it with my friends, it's not like I have a bad time, you know, whatever. We're laughing, we're goofing. One of my friends has figured out how to make a paraglider, and so they'll just, like, swoop above you, and you're like, that's pretty funny. I made a houseboat that really moves horribly and isn't fun to pilot. And fighting the guys is sometimes spooky, but I don't know. Every time I think about playing The Forest, I'm like, I cannot imagine anything worse.
Do you reckon the character's son from The Forest is upset when they find out their dad was building a paraglider instead of trying to rescue their son?
Yeah, maybe. Well, one thing I do like is that we decided canonically, one of the friends, that it was his son, not all of ours.
Oh, okay.
And then we've made a wall of our little building where we all, because you all start with a little drawing that the kid did, but because you're all the protagonist, you know, because it's, I don't think the multiplayer was baked in. We've just got a wall covered in child's drawings, and we're like, one day we'll find your son. So that's pretty funny.
Are you looking for his son?
Yeah, we're kind of half-heartedly. I found a cave.
Every morning you're like,
son? Where is that
son?
Guy?
No,
it's one of those games where you've got to do like, explore this cave to find this. And then with that means you can explore this area to get the thing that lets you explore this area that gets the thing that lets you explore this area.
But those are things you like in games.
Yeah, I like them in like a Metroidvania.
So you like
something.
It in a 2D game but not a 3D
game. I don't know. Something about a 3D game, it doesn't feel intuitive to find because the map is just woods.
Open, yeah.
And then occasionally you find a cave and you're like, I hope this is the cave with the thing I need. And then you climb down and you get a piece of like, piece of an old gun. And I'm like, I
don't have an old gun, so why do I need this piece?
But you look at it and you know that that means that somewhere in the map there are six other pieces of an old gun that if you put together you can have an old gun. And I don't know, that's just not exciting.
You can shoot your friend with the old gun.
You can't even really hurt your friends that
much. Why not?
Much.
You can't, like, train them with a rock?
But it's not as good as you think. Mm. The things that I found funny in the game, these are the things I've enjoyed the most in the forest.
Yep.
Every time I try and cook meat, I catch myself on fire.
Yeah, hey, that's a problem you're having in the solo playthrough because the hitbox of the fire is too big.
It's a nightmare. I'd be like, and time to cook meat.
And then you have to jump in the water.
I run away from my friends and they're like, stop doing that. That's funny. And then I found a cave in the sea and I was like, I don't know why I thought this. Because, you know, sometimes in games you'll have like a tight little alleyway thing and you just go up to it and you press a button and your character does like an animation of like a tight squeeze. So there was one of them underwater and I was like, surely on the other side there's air. And so I climbed down and drowned and then I respawned and I was like, I'm just not doing it right. And so I went down four times until I messaged my friends and I was like, hey, can you help me get my stuff back? And then they came, they swam all the way out to this hole and they're like, why did you think there'd be air on the others? We can't go down there. And then we didn't play for like 2 or 3 weeks and we jumped back in and found the rebreather, which lets you breathe underwater. But my stuff had despawned by that point.
What a surprise.
Did you end up finding what was in there?
Nothing. There was nothing in there. Oh, there was a blueprint to make a crossbow, but who cares?
In the water?
It was in a little cave. There was air eventually.
So you were right.
Yeah, but not, it was a while away. But I could never have gotten there.
But you were right.
Yeah, but I was correct. That is true. Yeah, look, I don't know. Maybe it's just not a game for me.
As evidently. Opposed to just being a bad game?
Yeah, well, I think sometimes I'm like, oh, this game sucks, but actually it just is absolutely not the kind of game that I'll enjoy. There is a sequel coming out soon called Sons of the Forest where it seems like maybe you're married to one of the monsters.
Ah.
It's unclear. So there are these monsters in the forest that look like the torso of a woman and then too many legs and not the head of a woman from memory. And it seems like in the trailer for the Sons of the Forest, you're maybe married to one.
That's nice.
And that
you excited for that not to be the case and you'd hate the game?
Yeah, and I'll hate it because of that.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Give me gross monster lovemaking or give me death.
I like that they just somehow were like, hey, monster woman lady, would you do me the honor of being an honest man?
I'll take that as a yes. What I'm assuming, because the trailer shows got army guys coming onto the forest and then you building a base and there's a bunch of monsters at the base. So I assume what they're doing is the reverse of this game. So not only are you building a base, it's also maybe a bit weirdly tower defense-y where you are part of the monster crew and you're fighting off soldier men as opposed to the other way around. Look, I don't know. I want to give, like, for me, it's like a two thumber, but I also think that if you're out there listening and you're like, actually, I love The Forest, it's a five thumb game. I'm like, that's actually probably true, but I find it very tiresome often to play. When I'm looking at a wall or a house and it's like, you need to go and tediously chop down five or six more logs or whatever, I'm like, I could be doing literally anything else with my time other than this.
Yeah,
so I'm going to give it two thumbs.
And
two
I'm going
to
give you not backing yourself one thumb.
Thanks, man.
You should believe that this game's bad and other people are wrong, not that you're wrong.
Yeah. All right. If you like this game, you're a sucker.
Yeah.
I even go so far as to say you're a buster.
I wonder, on the buster sucker rating, sucker feels worse than buster.
I don't know. Buster feels like you're in... Well, yeah, I don't know.
You're a sucker. You're a buster. You're a piece of shit.
Buster does feel more harmless, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you're a buster. You're like, oh, yeah. You sucker. You're like, you've got a deficit in who you are. Yeah, interesting.
And while we ponder that, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back. We've got no answers, but we've got some emails. And we'd also like to thank our sponsors for sticking around through this episode and dropping what will be the hottest advertisement spot of the year.
It's going to be literally the highlight of your listening experience.
Do you know that people can email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com?
I've heard that, but I believed it to be legend.
And Joel Zammert, did you know that people can tweet us at thumbcrampspod on Twitter?
Wow, I did know that.
The both of those things can happen. Have happened this week.
Exciting news.
So this is an email from Jesse, and he has said, "This message is coming to you from sunny England, where we're all still in long-term video game jail because no one can follow the jail rules."
Oh, come on.
Big fan of everything that SansPants does. Good. So thank you for making a good thing.
Yeah, anytime.
I disagree, Jesse. I think that most of the stuff we do is bad, but I will take the thank you.
Stolen
valor. Yeah,
look.
Stolen good vibes.
Yeah.
When I was a young person, I used to play Spyro Year of the Dragon on PS1 for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and completed it many times over. Or so I thought. I talked up a big game to a friend about how I knew the entire game, like the back of my hand, and could play it all blindfolded. So we played together. I bossed the first homeworld and felt very smug. But then I was shocked and appalled to find out that there are two more homeworlds to complete. I guess I just played this in a time before Google and never knew that you could jump in the hot air balloon and go somewhere else.
That's amazing.
I looked like a right twat.
That's so funny.
Question. Have you had any embarrassing video game moments? And if so, what are they?
I'm sure undoubtedly I must have.
Yeah, heaps, probably, especially as a kid. Yeah. I'm playing Mario Kart and thinking I was, you know, the four-player thing.
Yeah.
Thinking you were one person and they're doing all the same moves that you're doing. And then you realize, wait a second, I'm the bottom left and I'm just smashing into a wall.
I think I can one-up that because I've had that exact same experience but with SingStar, which is way worse. Where I'm like, I'm doing pretty good. And then I look down and realize I'm the one below and I'm like, oh, I'm not doing well. And this was at one of the worst parts of my childhood or my teenage years, a SingStar party, things I abhorred but often ended up at. So it was to a crowd.
Yeah. Well, I've got a story similar to that. This is less embarrassing and more just funny.
Yeah.
But I don't know where I was, but I was with my then girlfriend at the time and Guitar Hero was massive.
Yeah.
And we were playing in, it must have been like either like a music festival or something like that, but we're in like a tent on a big projector screen playing a game. And there was like no one around because it was early in the day.
Yeah.
But we started playing and no one else had really played yet. So I think we were just messing around and that had drawn like kind of a crowd.
Yeah.
And we were playing a really long song. In fact, I believe it was Knights of Cydonia by Muse.
Oh yeah, classic.
Mm-hmm. A long song that's like kind of complicated in the back half. And like, I wasn't like smug about it, which is why it wasn't
that's
like embarrassing.
Shocking, but okay.
Genuinely the most shocking part of that story. Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, like we were playing and like a crowd started to draw in and I was winning.
Yeah.
And then it got to like the hard part and I just started cooking it. And my then girlfriend at the time just like stayed.
Nailed it.
Yeah, and like the crowd just turned on me.
Did well you done get for food? Ruining it for her.
No, because we weren't playing together. It was against each other. The crowd just turned on me and were just cheering her and being like, yeah, you're no good. And I was like, oh man, this is funny. This was like, years ago. That like rolls. I would have been a high school student still.
That's amazing. Yeah. I can't think of, I'm sure that-
As a child, once I was really good. I thought I was really good at Super Mario 64. So before school one morning, I turned the TV to face the street so people could watch me play.
I love that story. I've heard that story about you before. Rules. This wasn't embarrassing at the time. It isn't really embarrassing now, but, and I might've actually told the story before, but as a kid-
Shit your pants while you're playing a game?
Yeah, because of the game. Ooh, banana. I had Pokemon Red, no, Pokemon Blue, but I couldn't finish it. And I was at the Elite Four, and a friend of mine was like, can I borrow it? And I was like, yeah, of course. And he borrowed it and beat the Elite Four with my Pokemon, and I just cried and cried and cried and cried and cried because I was like, no, that was my victory. But I would have been about like 7 or 8 or whatever. So, you know, hey, I was a child.
Yeah. So this next email is from Eric. And I believe we've answered this question before, but I can't remember for sure. So I'm just going to read it anyway.
That's cool.
This is from Eric. Morning, Krampus. After hearing Jackson bang on repeatedly about Star Wars Episode 1 Podracer being his game of the year,
yippee!
I'm starting to wonder if he ever got around to playing the sequel, Star Wars Racers Revenge, the PS2 game, which was my 2016 game of the year.
Goodness.
After getting it in a bundle along with Star Wars Battlefront. It was so good I clocked it before even trying Battlefront and then went back and clocked it again after realizing Battlefront was no good. Laters, Eric.
There was a sequel?
Well, there's actually that, and then there's something called like Star Wars Bombas Race. Yeah. Or something, or Gungan Bomber Racing, which is not really a third one in the series, but it is a Star Wars racing game.
Which is the one where they got big heads.
That's the Bombas Racing, yeah.
Darth Maul's in it.
Yeah. You can play as Queen Amidala.
Why do they have big heads?
I don't know, and it's Bombas isn't a word.
I just figured it was like a Star Wars track. No. Or like the Bombas Cup. I'm like, I get it.
You think Bombas means something? It doesn't. It's just gibberish.
Is it? Wait, no. Bombas, surely that's like a Gungan for something.
You would imagine. Maybe it is. I don't know. Look it up. Star Wars Bomba Racing or Star Wars Gonga Racing. Mm. I've never played the PS2 one. I should. That's interesting that it was your game of the year because I've heard really bad things about it. But maybe people are basically just saying it doesn't stack up to Episode 1, which I think is very possible because that game is untouchable.
Do you know there's a port of Star Wars Episode 1 Racer on Game Boy Color? Maybe check out the ROM of that and see what it's like.
That's crazy. I should. I wonder if it's like one of those top-down Game Boy games or those like racing games or it's one of those weird, like, you know those ones where, oh God, like, I don't even know how to describe it.
Micro machines, sort of
isometric, but sort of not. And like when you tilt the whole...
Level tilts?
Yeah.
It feels like you're controlling the level more than the car.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah,
so anyway, Star Wars Racers Revenge is on the PS4 store.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well... Yeah, I'll definitely give that a look because if it's anywhere near as good as Episode 1, question.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, look, I would hate to cross over too much into another podcast we do, which is called Plumbing the Death Star. New episodes available every Monday.
Yeah.
Actually, this ties into something I don't even think we've released yet.
That rolls.
But.
Yeah.
Star Wars Racers Revenge takes place 8 years after Episode 1, where famous racer Sebulba seeks revenge on Anakin Skywalker, who 8 years prior defeated him on the Bunta Eve Classic.
Oh my god. My.
What if Anakin stayed a podracer?
Oh my.
Oh, damn. Well, yeah, I will definitely grab that and start playing it because, wow, I want to know more.
Yeah, and one of the official canon.
And I was about to ask, can I play as Anakin Skywalker still? But I guess I play as, like, teen Anakin Skywalker. That's weird.
Yeah, he'd be a Jedi at that point. And
sorry, like, Obi-Wan, I have something to do.
Well,
okay then.
As long as it's important.
Hang on, I'll find another playable races for you. Star Wars Racer Revenge.
It's not like there's a galactic war on Master Anakin. Do what you like, I suppose.
This is in the middle of the Clone Wars.
Master Anakin, there's a clone war happening.
Yeah, but I gotta fight this weird horse fish.
You know, this guy is like a horse with vicious lips. I gotta go.
Come on, teacher dad. Leave me alone.
Remember where you found me?
Yeah.
I gotta get back to it.
Come on, dad.
Okay, Master Anakin.
Thank you. Maybe Amidala's there.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
She liked me when I was a racer.
Now, Dusha, can you, after you look up the plot for this, and you know what? I'll do it right now. What's the plot of Star Wars Bombas Racer?
Okay. Well, hang on.
Does that take place another 8 years later?
We have found something that's just lifted. Because, like, there's an opening crawl for Race's Revenge. It has been 8 years since Sebulba, Galactic Pod Racing's most notorious champion, mm-hmm. met his downfall at the hands of a young Anakin Skywalker. Mm-hmm. Humiliated by his legendary Boonta Eve defeat, Sebulba eventually disappeared from the pod racing circuit. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, pod racing's underground allure has continued to spread. The vehicles are bigger and faster, and the pilots more aggressive. Ooh. Now at the opening of a new galactic pod racing season, there has been an unexpected challenger on the horizon. Emerging from seclusion with a dangerous new pod racer, a crew of sadistic henchmen, and a murderous vendetta, Sebulba at last has Anakin in his sights, and he is bent on revenge.
Oh my Hang on. God.
Racer revenge.
Oh, I was like, he has Anakin in his sight. So is this just like Sebulba being like, oi, Annie, come and race me. Anakin being like, dude, I'm killing robots right now. Like, this droid. Come on, dude. I'm all for, you know, some frolicking and japing with some pod racing. But right now
I'm in the middle of this. It's a war going on.
There's a war. Wow.
There's a lot going on in this game. And obviously, so there's non-canon appearances. So Darth Maul and Darth Vader are playable at some point.
No. Of course, sure.
Obi-Wan is canon. Only indirectly mentioned. He's not a racer.
He's not important.
Yeah.
I need to play as me and then future me.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
And man, I killed.
Well, it's Star Wars, I looked it up. It's Star Wars Super Bombad Racer.
That's a Gungan word.
Bombad?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Just... I don't know. But I know Boss Nass definitely says it.
He says Bombad?
This is Bombad good.
You should go do Super Bombad Racing.
War! So the playable characters from the start are Anakin Skywalker in brackets new version.
Yes.
Okay.
Is a kid Oh. I can play as past and future me.
Oh my god.
Oh my.
Okko Ninebar.
Of course.
Shrivel.
Yeah, I know.
Bread Trance.
Yes, dude. All of these famous little boys. Yes.
Ben Quadronellis.
Yeah, yeah. The legend, the myth, Ben Quadronellis.
And then like Dud Bolt, whoever that is.
Oh yeah, classic. He looks like a wolf.
Anyway, there's a few others, but they're all just crazy names. Unlockable characters. Clegg Holdfast.
Yes. Yeah, great.
Gasgano, great name. Oh, sounds like something you'd make up. Sebulba, in brackets, new version.
Ooh.
And then there's a bunch of other unlockable characters, but let's get to the special characters.
Yeah.
Star Wars Episode 1, Sebulba.
Okay.
Young Anakin.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. But then also, Watto.
He decided to get in the race.
Annie.
Darth Maul and Darth Vader are the last two.
Is incredible. Yeah, I'm absolutely grabbing that and clocking it. That's incredible. Screw this week of shame or whatever. I destiny calls.
I get it, dude.
I might be checking this out too, just to see what the hype's about. I don't think I bought Episode 1 Racer. Maybe I'll go in a for twofer.
You should. It's
anyway.
It's my game of the year, so.
Well, yeah, I should. It would be rude for me not to play it.
Played,
that's how I'm going to get out of Hollow Knight, by racing games. Anyway, last email this week, and this is from Dylan. Mm-hmm. Hey guys, I decided to join in February Shame Month by playing the oldest unplayed game in my Steam library, Dear Esther from 2011.
Oh, yeah.
The game is you walking around an island dictated by a letter to some Esther lady. The game didn't recognize my mouse, and I spun in circles consistently until I got motion sickness and quit. 5 out of 5 thumbs. Thanks to you all. Sincerely, Dylan.
Dylan, that's the only way to play Dear Esther.
That sounds sick as hell.
That sounds amazing. Literally. Yeah, that sounds like... Yeah, that's incredible. That's how to play it. That's how it was intended to be played.
Gave up being a Jedi to go back...
To back to pod racing.
Yeah. The last race is the Boonta Eve classic again.
That's exciting.
Revenge.
So it wasn't just like, all right, one last time. No. One last tournament.
He's back in, baby. The moment they pull him out, he's right back in. Look out. That's how you bloody save the day.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to become Darth Vader if he's pod racing. Wow. That rules. 5 thumbs for that.
That is crazy. Well, today's episode, it doesn't matter. You only need to focus on the Race's Revenge storyline.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that you should take away from this.
That's what's important.
And maybe Dear Esther's bad if you're spinning around constantly. Yeah. Or maybe it's good.
It's better,
yeah.
Maybe it was intended, huh?
Today's episode has been like 20 thumbs.
Yeah. That's at least. That sounds better. Right? Maybe 19.
Yeah.
One of us gave an even number, I think.
Yeah.
Probably.
And if you want to send us an email, I've got to say this part before.
You can email us
at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod on Twitter, Or you can find us individually. Yeah, that's right. I'm doing this.
Oh, my God.
I'm at Deuce13.
I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
You threw us.
Yeah.
That stressed me out.
I had to think about it for a minute. I already checked out, JD.
I'm imagining the piss I'm going to take.
How do you reckon it's going to be?
Fine.
That's good. And until next week, keep those thumbs where they can be touching the games.
Bye. Not going to do an end on that note.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.